But you have to be willing to
Testament, it's reiterated.
You have
men
to be willing
dress,
to lose your life to find it in Christ.
Women dress, cover their form, and they cover their head.
Are you willing to lose your life today, neighbor?
Have you studied that? I don't, yeah, we have.
Jesus
actually,
Christ
we just started studying that. I don't necessarily agree with the woman covering her head, but we're actually studying that right now.
Why?
Right? Or do you attend
the
church?
I mean, it's in 1 Corinthians 11 that you can't avoid it. It's a cloth veil by the Greek. And here's the really interesting thing that I always like to tell people. You look at the known Christian world for about 1850 years.
They cover their heads.
Even the corrupt men like Calvin and Luther, which are heretics, they got a few things right. Blind squirrels find nuts every once in a while. They taught women to cover their heads. You know when it all fell apart?
When?
Feminism.
Jesus Christ is not
when feminism rose up. Biblical dress fell apart when the Industrial Revolution came and fashion came on. And then feminism went away and women took off their dresses, put on pants, and took off their head coverings. And it's, where was feminism? Where's the first sin of man? It involved feminism. Eve. Relinquishing to Satan. So Satan loves feminism. He uses it. So, if you study that, we got tons of articles on that.
I got myself a great Christian wife here. She's completely submissive to me, to Christ and me.
Right.
She's not a feminist. She despises feminism.
Right. But if she wants to obey God, she's got to go further.
Well, hang on. We'll give you a chance now. Everybody's on a spiritual journey to learn the truth. Am I right? Especially if you're coming out of Satan's world. Nobody's going to come in truth the first day and understand God's
word. How long have you been a believer?
2009.
Okay, so that's
today,
how many
a long
years?
Time.
Okay, so how long? Why? I just ask the question because I love you. Why is it taking you this long to get to the rudimentary truth
of God?
Because
of my own rebellious nature and my lack of determination.
So I have a question. Yeah. If you die today and she dies today and you both know you're outside of the truth of God, what's going to happen to you?
I don't think our salvation is on the line.
It isn't?
No.
One sin won't put you out of the kingdom of God? Put Adam and Eve out.
It's not going to put us out. Because we have God's grace. We have grace through Christ.
Grace doesn't allow you to keep sinning.
I know it doesn't.
So why are you relying on grace rather than obedience?
Okay, well, hang on a second. I agree with that.
Are you
I agree with obedience.
Today, neighbor?
But, I also,
but you're not obeying God.
Well, hang on. Let me answer. Let me finish.
I love you too. Let me finish.
So,
you love Jesus Christ. Do you love
everyone here knows Christ? That Christ was the only person that ever upheld the law, right?
At what?
He was the only one that ever upheld the law and was not guilty of anything.
Right, perfect Lamb of God.
So we can't do that, obviously.
Nope.
Well, we're supposed to follow the laws. Now, him and I just had a conversation. I know we're rare Christians that understand. We're supposed to follow all the laws still. The law was not abolished.
Not Torah law, but the new covenant.
God doesn't bless this country at all.
So, we're going to fall short of some of those laws. We should be trying to follow all the laws, but we are going to fall short.
Do you know that willful sin will damn your soul? Have you read Hebrews?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Have you read Hebrews 10? Well, this is willful sin.
The dress?
Yeah, well, that's just one thing.
Are you ready for
that? Therefore, that knoweth to do good and doeth it not to do good.
That's James.
I agree, yeah. Well, the Bible also says where there is,
have
you come out of the world? Are you serving
what
in the spirit?
What sin or what righteousness can the Holy Spirit not help you overcome and you walk in?
Amen.
Make a handle,
they
can do it all.
Are you walking in the flesh or the spirit?
We're working on it.
Are you walking in the flesh or the spirit?
We're here to help you.
Well, I would, to be completely honest, I'm sure I'm not a perfect Christian. There's a lot I have to learn.
Do you want to be?
Of course.
Did you know the Bible commands
us
20 times to be perfect, which means complete and mature? I know we're all going to fall short. But here's the big difference, as my brother's trying to say. Willful sin. Yeah. It's sin that you know is sin. You keep doing it. It's going to be on your record, not on Jesus.
I agree with that.
We want you to come out.
I'm still learning what it means to walk holy before God, too, to be a biblical disciple. You got that card?
Yeah, I got it.
Go on the website. Email us.
Thousands of articles for free. Thousands for free.
You got to go deeper.
Last thing. Last thing, it's raining. Can I say one thing to you? I want to boast in Christ real quick. 16 years ago, my wife and I came to faith in Jesus Christ. And do you know, in the first 12 months of learning, just her and I, everybody else left us, just her and I, and I'm not smart. It was by the Spirit and the Word. In the first 12 months, do you know, we got to 95% of sound doctrine that I preach today, 16 years later, by striving in the Word, ripping out, cutting out, plucking out, putting on. You can do it. You gotta come out of your flesh. You got to come out of the culture. You got to die to self, and we're here to help you do that.
I agree with that.
Love you.
I totally agree with you.
Let us know.
Go deep. Go deep.
What was your name?
Jason.
I hope you hear from
me. Okay. What was your
Jesus
name?
Jesus Christ is the
I'm
truth.
Zealous. All right.
He is the way. He is
brother.
The life. Okay.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. I thought I'd come over. I thought you were talking for a while.
Yeah.
I put mine in my pocket
okay.
already.
Yeah, I got mine on.
I like this amplification stuff.
You're doing good, brother.
All right.
You're the motor mouth today. I love it. You're doing awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a woman come over, and she was talking about addiction. She actually started crying. And she said, I go to Calvary, I know it's wrong. She goes, my husband's not where I am at. She goes, and I know it's wrong for me to be doing this. And she said, I know I'm wearing skin-tight clothing. She goes, I know I need to be holy and godly. And she's starting to read, so that was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people convicted.
There was. It was awesome. Yeah, a lot of people listen. That last guy, Brother Zelson, I talked to, he's like, nah, I know we're not. He was talking about different sins, and he said, I know we're not dressing biblical. She's not covering her head. He goes, I agree. If we don't get it right, he goes, first he said, no, it's not going to cost me my soul. And then we said, what about willful sin? Check out that website, sir.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Have a good day.
Come out of the world and seek Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. He's the only way. Then he changed his mind, and he goes, well, yeah, if we keep sinning, I guess it would cost us our soul. It's like, sir, don't take this so lightly. Look, your brother Zella's still witnessing as we're walking. Ooh, that McDonald's coffee's gonna taste good.
Yeah,
we got about a half an hour drive. Yeah, that amp will power up. It'll go about 6 to 7 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of good conversations today.